Now, the rest of the story. About 22 miles northwest of Evansville on the Wabash River is New Harmony, Indiana. And New Harmony is one of the first experimental cooperative communities in the New World. It was a bold experiment for the 1820s, but the idea was far from original. Even in the United States, experiments in communism were going on long before the 19th century. I'm particularly reminded of one experiment in New England. In 1621, it was called Plymouth Colony. Paul Harvey, are you saying that our country's Pilgrim Fathers were communists? Yes. There's much misinformation about the Pilgrims, you know. In the first place, in Ceylon, Wales, the butcher wrapped a purchase for Mrs. Felicia Dorothea Hemans in a newspaper. It was an old newspaper which had found its way from Boston in 1824, and it mentioned a celebration of Forefathers' Day. Based on that article, never having seen the New World, Mrs. Hemans wrote a poem immortalizing the landing of the Pilgrims. In her poem, she said, on a stern and rock-bound coast, the Pilgrims had landed on the tip of Cape Cod, not Plymouth Rock, but on a low-lying sandy beach. She said they moored their bark, because that rhymed with dark, but the Mayflower actually was square-rigged throughout. She said they sought freedom to worship God. Well, they had that freedom in Holland. No, they sought a lot more than that. And yet, despite the misleading poetical errors, it's her conception of the Pilgrims, which we still revere today. Except, of course, those who read Longfellow instead, he called them Puritans. Well, the Puritans didn't arrive until 10 years after the Mayflower, and they weren't called Puritans for 20 years more. Yet, however the poets scramble the facts, 104 men and women did reach our shores aboard the Mayflower, survived a full year and a hard winter after the landing, and then celebrated the so-called First Thanksgiving and set about on an experiment. All that they owned and all of the crops that they grew became the common property of all, and each man's task was assigned him by a central authority. And you know what? Some of the Pilgrims complained that they were too weak from want of food to tend the crops as they should. So there was increasing absenteeism. Well, at last in 1623, after much debate, Governor Bradford decided upon a new system whereby each man should plant his own corn. Each would thereby have to trust himself for the food for his family. And it worked. Now, as Governor Bradford's diary relates, the Pilgrims went willingly into the field, and they took their little ones with them to set corn. And before, they might have alleged weakness or inability to work, and to have compelled them to work, that would have been tyranny. But now, with the incentive of more food, they worked at it, and they worked willingly. And by the time the next harvest had come, instead of famine, there was plenty. The effect of the private planting, as Governor Bradford writes, was apparent to everybody. Some of the more industrious had food to spare and to sell to others. Now, some political scientists still imagine that communism is the wave of the future. Well, now you know that it was waved in the past. It was tried. It was tried here. We in America were communists from the start. Well, I'll run that by again. We in America were communists. Communism was our very first form of government. And it might be to this day, except for one thing, it didn't work. And we rejected it. And we replaced it with something better. Now you know the rest of the story.